obligation. Rumi will say, 100 la'nat, you know what la'nat? The worst cursing, religious cursing. La'nat is the curse that happened to Satan because he didn't accept human being, right? Rumi will say 200 la'nat to this imitation. No imitations. You are you. You are responsible, and you should do the way you understand it. This is the easy way out. They found a way that, okay, this is too complicated. So we'll find a connoisseur, and we will imitate that connoisseur. Could you say this in simple, let's say, taste of food? Would you eat the preference of a connoisseur just because the guy is a connoisseur? And you know why? You know what's the practical way to find who the connoisseur is? Ask around. Honest? This is the base of a religion. Just ask around. Means everybody around me is the most stupid place to look for something important. And I have to look around my city. And find some of these silly people who believe in one guy, he should be imitated. And I imitate that guy. Means, I don't try to understand my path. I try to imitate that one. What is the use of imitation? One, losing your own style. That's all. You learn nothing. You lose your own style. You have to know it, to understand it. Life is not something that someone else will decide for you. In the path here, even God did not decide it for me. God let me decide it for myself. Why should I give this to someone else? That tablet is a very argued stuff, and Rumi here tries to bring it to a simple point not to forget. Yes, from his intellect.
His intellect was saying, wherefore is this weeping? Ought one to weep for such scoffers? Tell me, what art thou weeping for? For their fraud? For their host of ill-shot hatreds? For their murky hearts full of rust? For their venomous snake-like tongues? For their saxar-like breath and teeth? For their mouths and eyes teeming with scorpions? For their wrangling and sneering and scoffing? Give thanks, since God has imprisoned them.
Okay, before that saxar means like dog. Sag is dog, saxar means like dog. They have the teeth of the dog. You know what? That dog is the ego and has the teeth just for the strangers. He will explain it later. For the shepherd, the guard dog is like that. So he'll say, here you are. You're ready to hurt the other people who are opposing your ego and things like that. He counted all of that and said, for all of this, I have to pity on them. Worse than all that, yes.
Their hands are perverse, their feet perverse, their eyes perverse, their love perverse, their peace perverse, their anger perverse. For the sake of blind conformity and the standards of tradition, they set their feet on the camels of reason.
This is difficult to understand, because here he will use the word apple with different meaning. You know that we believe in two different kinds of apple. One is apple, which is the small logic. What could be found in one of your heads? This is a small one. But there is a big logic. The one that is not, which is not in this brain or that brain or that brain, this is all, and we believe that this is coming from above, we call it Aglekol. Okay. That Aglekol is different from this one. What is the difference? Yes? That could even guessing? Guess? What is the problem with this? This is the fellow which we believe that is somehow silly, self-centered, and very personal, right? What is the big one? That big one, if it exists, no matter where it is, it's the one to follow, really, not this one, that one. So that one will be Pir. Pir'ab. Or Pir'ab means the logic of a Pir, a Murshid, something like that. We say, look at these stupid people. Because of that blind conformity or imitation, and because of ma'gulat al-naql. Ma'gulat al-naql means logical stuff which are narrated and which are said so. Means historical, quote-unquote, facts. Historical stuff that all these different religions will bring in. What is it? Normally, what is the argument of the religious people?
I'm right, you're wrong.
No.
There's one God.
First of all, they don't say anything. There are someone else who said that. There is a book, there is a guy who said it, there is a reference, right? So they nagle it to you. They re-narrated it to you. Means they bring it in from someone else. None of them is really responsible. And whatever they bring in is what? Oh, amazingly, look at it. Choose one religion you want to know a little bit deeper. Go and look. You will see, first of all, a lot of people, big names and things, had said so. Right? This is the first thing. But the second thing is very interesting. All of it is logical. All the narration and everything is quite logical and understandable. So it doesn't belong to Beyond the Logic. Beyond the Logic is ours. They are talking about logic. Look at them, they logically explain the acts of their prophet. They logically do something, say, for that logic which could be re-narrated to someone. And for this stupid imitation, imitating the holy people, you know what did they do? They crushed the good Pir'ab. They stepped on a fantastic way of thinking, which is the thought of the prophets, thought of saints. The way that a holy person is thinking, they crush that down just to imitate the guy. They believe in the guy, they just dress like him. They imitate him and they try to quote from here to there to prove something. Because everything over there is made, quote unquote, logical. We will say, this is what happened to the people. Yes?
They were not eager for a guide. They all had become an old donkey from paying hypocritical observance to each other's eyes and ears. God brought the worshippers from paradise that he might show unto them the nurslings of hellfire.
Okay, I don't expect anyone understanding that verse. Let me try my best. He said, you know what? These silly people, for that imitation and this quote-unquote logical narration, they step on this Pir'ab. And by this, I didn't mean Pir'achar. Pir means old, okay? And Pir means the old guy. But there is this Char. Char is the donkey, right? And when Char is old, normally is useless. So, if it is physical age, it will be Pir Char or Char Pir, because the ego is there, and there is an old ego. You say, I'm not talking about the old ego. I'm not talking about this old man. I'm talking about the age